Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. So here we go. Find It in Greenfield. I told you Hannah was going to be by. Hannah,
yes.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
All right, let's get the business out of the way first. Find It in Greenfield. A look at the Greenfield Business Association. The segment this month is brought to you by Pioneer Valley Squared, also here in Greenfield, who we're going to hear from in just a couple of weeks, right?
That's right. Brittany's going to come in and talk all about it. PV Squared does solar installations, and they have some big things going on over
Lots
there.
Lots of things going on over there. All right. Who are we speaking to this morning?
Oh, you know, just one of these people that I love, Caitlin Von Schmidt, who is with the Franklin Community Co-op.
Franklin County Community Co-op, because it's co-op month.
It's co-op month.
That's right. Well, hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing fine. Introduce everyone to Franklin County Community Co-op, if you could.
Well, the Franklin Community Co-op is Greenfield's market and McCosker's market. So we're in Greenfield and Shelburne Falls, and we like to serve the whole county.
Oh, that's so nice of y'all.
Yeah, we're super nice.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I have heard that. What is a cooperative? What is your cooperative? I mean, but people might hear that term when they think about Greenfields, and they're not exactly sure what's going on.
So Co-op Month is, not surprisingly, about co-ops.
Hey.
And Greenfield has a lot of co-ops.
We do.
In fact, I was recently told that we may have more co-ops than any other place in the state and the region in one place.
Even
so
I didn't know
we
that.
Have a lot of co-ops. Mm-hmm. And co-ops take different forms. Our co-op is what's called a consumer cooperative, which means that people can buy a portion of the co-op. And those are our member owners. And then they have a say in how the business operates. And unlike a regular grocery store or retail establishment, we are not just about the bottom line. We care about the community. We care about the people. We put a lot of money into the community, and not just from people buying things, but we sponsor things. We, you know, we run events. We do donations. So we have a different outlook than a normal retail operation.
So as a member, you say you have control of some of the decisions that are made. What, the color of the store or the products that are offered? How does that work?
Well, it's a little bit more about what we call our ends, which is something like a mission.
Okay.
So if someone went to our website, which is franklincommunity.coop, they could see those. And those ends are determined by our board. And our board is determined by our member owners. And any one of our member owners can run to be on our board and attend our annual meeting. And so it's not like the owner of Stop and Shop or Big Y off in their office somewhere. These are the people that live here who are making decisions about the business.
Mm. How many members of the cooperative are there right now?
We have getting close to 6,000 members at this point.
6,000?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we would love more people to come.
Yes.
Well, I heard you mention earlier that this is an important month for your membership.
This is. We're going to be doing a membership drive. We hope to reveal the details soon, but it's co-op month, which is a perfect time. And I can say it is really, really easy to become a member of the co-op. It's only $3 a month. And your total equity stake when you stop paying is only $175. You can pay it all at once. You can pay $3 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a way to be involved in a really important economic driver in our community.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I would agree. Wouldn't you, Hannah?
I absolutely agree. I happen to be a member owner. I live in Greenfield. And it does. It makes you feel like you're a part of something. And as we've talked about before on this segment, there are a lot of different ways to do business. And I think cooperative business, employee owned business, you know, we're talking about it a lot this month. If people want to take a deeper dive into the conversation, we do have our October roundtable on Thursday the 24th at Four Phantoms, which is co-hosted by PV Squared. And we're going to have folks from the co-op, from other cooperative businesses there to talk more about it, because other businesses out there, if they want, can become cooperative businesses and employee owned. And we actually see a lot of businesses deciding to do that. As more and more owners retire, they hand it off to great employee teams.
I know you've been talking to a lot of businesses for this week and this weekend's events, aren't you?
Yes, there is so much happening. And I can just mention coming up this weekend is Vintage Days, the third annual. And then also the weekend after that, Caitlin, is the
Franklin County Fall Food Festival at the Franklin County Fairgrounds.
Oh, my gosh. So much Franklin County.
I've heard a lot of chatter about both events. I think they're going to be great.
They're both going to be a blast.
It is. October is always such a fun month. Yeah, it's my birthday month. I'm biased, but it's also true. It's also true.
No, it's tons of fun. And the co-op is going to be involved both in Vintage Days and the Fall Food Festival.
Good.
You can find details on our own website and also on the wonderful visitgreenfieldma.com website.
Very good. Well, Caitlin, I'm so glad you stopped by this morning.
I'm thrilled.
Oh, wonderful. Hannah, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great.
All right. Very good. It's Find It in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3.